sat there and then got to the whittled down to 12. So I was in like the 32 or whatever, and then they're like, "Nah, see you later." I was like, "All right, cool." So they cut out like single people for some reason.
Oh, I wonder if it's because it's like
it was a DUI.
But I wonder if there's a family involved type thing, so. And they want family on people who have families on it,
so
or some bull crap like that.
Yeah, which was fine. I was like, I don't care. What do what you do, man. It just I get to go back to work and now try to figure out how to put the $21.60 into my taxes when you're not giving me a W-2 or or anything. So whatever.
Yeah. No, like, my neck has been killing me.
Mine's been killing me for weeks.
Yeah, same here, but it's, like, acting up today, and I was like, I think that's why I'm getting a headache, is because, you know,
the tension,
all that tension's right there. I assume.
It was a day that I was, like, I just was just like this. I don't know how I drove into work. I was like this.
That sucks.
And that was the only way I could be comfortable.
Yeah, no, it's, she just got done massaging a little bit, and we had the massage gun pounding, and it's just...
I put the massage gun on there and it didn't help. It made it worse.
It just, yeah, I feel, I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I wish I'd rather, like, just go try it. I've never tried acupuncture, but I would love to try it because it's supposed to, like, with whatever, like, chemicals they put into it, should release the muscle tension, but.
Yeah, let me put this on silent. Or at least quieter.
Yeah. It's always a bunch of weird things that I would love to try. I'm just like, you know.
Yeah, and then if insurance will cover that, because what, acupuncture, chiropractic is kind of like a pseudoscience type thing. They're like, that's not real.
Yeah.
You don't need that for your health care, dummy. Anyway, welcome to the old people portion of this
podcast. It's the turning 40 podcast. Yeah. Turn 40 this year.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
All right.
Fuck.
Do you get your pipe situation
dealt with? Yes.
They should have delivered on Monday?
Yes. We got them offloaded.
At the Arsenal? Or
yes.
Oh, so he actually got on base?
Yeah, I don't know how. It's
well, usually,
it's semi-concerning.
Usually, if as long as the company or whoever knows you're coming, they can be like, hey, these people are going to be coming today. This is who's driving, and they put you on a list, but they didn't.
I mean, he could have probably, if he went to the correct gate, he could have stopped at the visitor center and gotten a visitor's pass.
I mean, yeah, I've gotten a recreational one.
Yeah.
All they do is run a background check on you and be like, all right, here you go.
Yeah.
Like, do I still have it on me? It's out of date. I need to go get a new one.
You would do, because I would love to throw...
On that course?
The Arsenal course.
Well, technically, I wouldn't need one if you're going
with me. I do have the CAC card.
Yeah. But this one's, yeah, like...
Or CAC.
Yeah, sorry. See? Recreational.
Yeah.
Boom.
Does it say September 2025 or 2023?
September is 2022, September 25th.
Okay.
They're doing year, month, day.
You went with that photo, too?
No, it's whatever they pull up. Yeah, it's whatever... photo they have of you in the system. They could literally have your photo from when you were in the Marine Corps.
Oh, I guarantee you they have it.
Because my other friend, when I went when I went to get these, he was like, what photo is this? And it was when he was in the Coast Guard.
The Coast Guard doesn't count.
Same. I think he was a Coast Guard person. I don't remember. He was in
doesn't
one
matter.
Of those.
Doesn't count.
He wasn't, I don't think
merchant,
he served.
Merchant Marines? They don't count either.
But it says Marine in the title. So yeah, it's whatever photo they have of you on the system.
I mean, they got the most up to date because they've given me a access card from the age of like when I could first have it to now. So
it is weird that they chose that photo for him because that's my driver's license photo.
Yeah,
because that's probably the only state government photo they actually have of me.
Yeah.
So it might actually be updated if I go get another one to my now one.
Dude,
but
yeah, like it's crazy that there's probably a government record of me aging.
Yeah, probably.
with cards. Wow.
But technically your well, driver's license.
It's similar to driver's
thing.
License, but they have me before that.
Yeah, they had when you were like 17.
No, dependent IDs you get earlier than that.
the hell is a dependent ID?
When your parent is in the military, you get a dependent ID.
Oh, okay.
And you have to show that.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember what age it was, but yeah.
I would assume maybe 12.
Probably 12.
It just sounds like it's a nice round number to give a kid.
Yeah. So, and then we definitely had them when my dad was in Panama. That's the last time I had a passport, too.
Have you found out anything about you going to a tiny island yet?
I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I mean, it'd be cool if it does. Like I said, I'd have to go. I would go out there for...
Oh, that's right. You wouldn't be stationed there.
I wouldn't be stationed there.
It would just
there.
Be like, I have to fly out there.
I have to visit every once in a while.
Yeah, that'd be cool. To just visit and go, all right, I'm leaving.
Yeah, all right, you guys are still making do. Cool, 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 cool. Now, there's some other politics involved, potentially.
Because politics involved
intra-United States politics.
Okay, so nothing to do with your company going, this is guy's going to...
No, it's more of... the base general, or jet general, but the base colonel in charge of that island is like, I want these aircraft under my command, and the people, and we're going to do the contract maintenance on it, and the people who currently have it are like, no.
I gotcha.
So they're going to figure all that out, and
so
something
that's
may happen.
Take 2 or 3 years?
Yeah. Something may happen, something may not. And they may even just bring the aircraft back here, fix them, and then say, fix your facility, and then you can have them back. Because apparently the facility is pretty bad.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That would have to be a pain in the ass.
Door not closing bad. Big hangar door not closing.
Ew.
Yeah.
That would be... what was I going to say? An interesting thing to get all those supplies out there to build a building. Like,
I mean, they've done it plenty of time.
Would they use plane or actual boat?
Probably both. But I would say boat for the majority of it.
Do they have a big enough dock?
They got a bunch of docks, but, I mean, they got a big enough runway, so C-17.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It would just be all those cargo bobs. As they're actually called.
It wouldn't be a cargo bob, because those helicopters would not make the journey.
Wouldn't make the journey, nice.
No. Oh, and speaking of not making the journey. Marine Corps helicopter crashed. 53. All souls lost.
Do they know why it crashed?
They don't know. Well, they suspect weather and terrain played a factor, but they don't know actually why.
Okay, so no foul play. It was just bad air conditions.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
How many people?
Five.
Five?
Yep. They were going back to Miramar from Vegas, so on a training flight.
Yeah.
So.
Crazy. That does suck.
Yeah. We had another 53 that went down like in 2018 out in Hawaii.
Yeah,
it was a Delta, and I actually don't know if everybody was lost on that one either.
Yeah,
but that one was a night exercise.
So that one was an exercise though.
Any flight is an exercise.
You driving home is an exercise.
When you're in the military. Yes. but
crazy.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry. So
helicopters made me.
Yeah. Go down the rabbit hole.
Yep.
Well, what has been on your plate?
I forgot Halo Season 2 started this week.
What is
today?
That? Season 2. Oh, I hate those seasons. Are they doing that kind of stuff with Halo?
No, this is the show, bro.
Oh, the show.
Yeah.
I've never seen the first one.
Don't.
I don't care to watch video game adaptation movies.
I mean, it wasn't an adaptation. It was, well, technically, it was a show with the characters from Halo.
But not really.
In name.
Mm-hmm.
It had some action.
Mm-hmm.
But then it had like a weird love story and...
So it was a soap opera for guys?
Like a chip that controlled Master Chief's emotions, and he ripped it out. And fell in love with a human that was raised by the Covenant. And, yeah, and then I got stabbed by her or something. I don't remember. It was dumb.
That does sound dumb.
It was real dumb. Then they brought in the bad guy from the new Halo game, but they didn't, like, call him out by name until, like, the end. And it's like, oh, Chief fought him. And I was like, yeah, whatever it is. That's what they were going for. And I was like, oh, cool reference, bro. And nobody gets it.
We've been watching House of Usher, The Fall of the House of Usher. It's a Netflix thing.
I don't have Netflix right now. I need to get it.
Yep, that's another one to go on that. It's pretty good. It's a it's Edgar Allan Poe inspired stuff. So I think the way they're doing it, and I probably am going to butcher it because it probably has been stated and I just don't know it, is like every episode is another one of his short stories. Mm-hmm. Like, it's still all about the family of the House of Usher and them dying and how it happened and all this stuff. Yeah. And so they tie all of those in to
very cool
that, because he's talking about, like, he gets the, this is literally in the first episode, so there's nothing happening, nothing spoiled, but
The Fall of the House of Usher.
And he's telling the reporter / lawyer / government agent guy. I don't know what his actual title was, except he was the lawyer for the trial. Mm-hmm. And he invited him to the house. Usher invited him to the house. Mm-hmm. And he was like, all right, I'm going to tell you everything from day one to that. Because all his kids are dead.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I assume, this is me assuming, is he made, you okay there?
I want to write it down so I don't forget. Oh. Fall of the House of Usher. Get your Netflix turned on, dopey.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay. I'm assuming, because and we haven't really read, it's been so long since I've read any Edgar Allan Poe stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming he made a deal with the devil, of course, and now the devil's come to collect and taking his
stuff
kids.
Back in the day, in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after
I wasn't a goth, but I loved Poe stuff.
Yeah,
I was like, he's.
After we get done, let's probably go through the, read some of the stories. And all that.
Oh yeah.
But
like I did with Reacher.
Yeah, and Warrior was good, but Warrior's an HBO Max one. No. We finished Warrior.
I have HBO Max.
Yeah, Warrior's good, except.
Go ahead. No. I was gonna say I got Paramount Plus through Prime. Prime. Mm-hmm. HBO Max and Disney Plus. Those are the only ones I currently have.
Yeah.
But I should get Netflix turned back on. Anyway.
But they...
My bad. Warrior.
Warrior, no. It was supposed to have a fourth season, but canceled. Because they... I didn't realize this. Apparently this was the thing, because Jessica was like, yeah, you didn't know that? I was like, no. Apparently Warrior is the prequel to Kung Fu with... what's his name? Billy... What's his name? No, Bill...
Bruce Lee?
No, it was the white guy.
Ah.
That always did the, what is his name? Oh, nope. This is all new stuff. Kung Fu. I want to say Bill. Whoever's listening to this episode is just going to be like, how do you not know his name? The white guy. Carradine. First name.
I want to say James, but it's not James. Patrick.
I'm going to butcher the spelling of his. I want to say Billy Carradine, but I know that's probably wrong.
David Carradine?
Maybe David Carradine?
American actor / martial. Oh, okay.
So the white guy that played the Asian guy, because, he was, back in the day when they didn't cast.
Yeah, the guy who was in.
I think he's white. Is he
white? He is white. He was in.
Kill Bill.
Yeah.
I want to say American actor, martial artist, producer.
I did not realize he passed away.
Oh, yeah, he's been.
I mean, I knew he was old, but it did not. Only 72 in Bangkok? No,
he was the one that was asphyxiation. Mm-hmm. Like, he died from the.
As soon as it said Bangkok, I remembered.
Yeah.
I was like, oh.
He didn't die of any other causes. He died from the asphyxiation.
Yeah.
So, They never said if it was sexual or not.
Pretty sure it was.
Otherwise, they probably would have said he hung himself, but he did not hang himself. He just was into a kink and got a little too far. So, speculation, we don't actually know because I'm not reading articles.
They found him naked and hanging and had hung himself in his closet.
So, but suicide or foul play?
Suggested might have been accidental from
hanging himself while probably doing something else.
Yes, because
and then the chair probably fell. He's
they
like, oh.
had it was a rope around his neck and around the other neck.
Gotcha. Fair enough. All right. A lot of death in this episode.
Okay.
There you go. That's what happened. And so Warrior is supposed to be the lead up to that. Now, season 3 ended with an ending, except some loose ends. And they're not going to have a season 4, supposedly. I don't know if that'll ever get picked back up or maybe negotiations or something, but right now, as of right now, I don't think there's going to be a season 4, which severely sucks because it needs it.
Yeah.
To finish off Assam's, I think that was his name, journey through the thing. Because he's got to leave Chinatown and go out west, I believe, is where he's going. Nope, he's already out west because he's in San Francisco.
Yeah, Chinatown's in the west. He's got
to
go east.
So he's walking east to find his girlfriend from this season.
Okay.
So, yeah, they had some. They cleaned up some things, but then they that was the biggest one. That was the biggest one that was like, okay, he's still in Chinatown. And that's where we ended it. Okay, whatever. So, and then, what else? Did you ever, we were talking about Our Flag Means Death?
I watched the first season. I have not seen the second season.
Okay. That one is another one that got canceled because of greed. Yep. There was a lot of things. Apparently, there was more things on the set as to why it didn't get picked up. But the biggest one was, whoever was, I think, the CEO or the COO or whatever, sold a bunch of stock. It was like a bunch of stock things going around. He sold off a lot, and then they canceled that because so blah, blah, blah. There's way more to it. I'm skimming over the majority, but greed, canceled because they wanted to do more TV shows that are... what was the word? What was the kind? It wasn't reality TV, but it was a certain style of television show that they're like, we need to just pump these out.
I remember.
Make these and pump them out type thing.
I remember somebody saying something about that.
Yeah.
It was in my feed somewhere, and I was like, oh, come on, guys. I was like, this is some garbo.
So instead of making quality products, we're going to half-ass products.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But that was whoever wrote Our Flag Means Death normally writes things to have a beginning, a middle, and an end, and season 3 was going to be the end. They did kind of have an ending at the end of season 2. I was like, okay, I guess that could be the ending, but it wasn't the ending that he had envisioned. So,
seen the trailer for Roadhouse?
I didn't know there was going to be a new
There's
Roadhouse.
There's
going to
be a new Roadhouse.
Dear Lord.
It's got Jake Gyllenhaal in it.
Hey,
and... oh, I'm going to die for this one because I don't care.
Uh-oh.
He was a UFC fighter. Colin McGregor.
I don't. McGregor, maybe. He's the Irish guy?
Yeah. Was he a boxer?
What was the point of Roadhouse to begin with?
I don't know. I don't remember. I want to say...
Connor McGregor. Who did you say?
I think I said Colin or Connor.
I don't know.
I said either one of those.
Either one.
Close enough.
Honestly, I don't know any of these other people.
Oh, yeah, no, those are the only two you're going to know.
That's literally the only ones I don't.
I want to say he was like a bouncer at a roadhouse in like Oklahoma, and he was trying to stop it from getting...
whatevered?
Yeah. An unruly crowd.
So, and this one's just going to be more action-packed?
Yeah. trailer's something.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. I'm
trying to find a good synopsis. I'm going to the Wikipedia page, and all they're saying about the new one is Roadhouse is an upcoming American action film directed by Doug, I'm going to butcher names, Lehman, from a screenplay by Anthony Bagorozzi and Chuck Mondry. It is a reimagining of the 1989 film of the same name. The film stars all those people, produced the film as he did the original. Oh, Joe Silver. Roadhouse, world premiere, blah, 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 opening. Like, that's...
Yeah.
There is no synopsis of it.
So the synopsis for the new one is similar thing. It's this: he's an ex-UFC fighter who's living in his car and traveling around. A lady offers him a job to work at the Roadhouse.
He falls in love with her.
I don't know about that. I think he falls in love with another lady. Oh, okay. And then he, like, beats the crap out of some folks.
Missouri town, by the way. I don't know what
it was. Missouri? I said Oklahoma the first time. This one's in Florida.
Of course it is.
This one's going to be in Florida.
Of course.
And Colin, Conor McGregor's character, is trying to buy the land so he can develop it or whatever. And
but everybody loves this Roadhouse. And
yeah, they're trying to save it, and that's basically it. And I want to say they're, like, trying to buy the land to, like, put a strip mall or a parking lot on it or something. And I'm like, that doesn't make sense based on location that you showed me in the trailer. So after this, we'll see the trailer.
So a bouncer hired to clean up the baddest honky-tonk in a Missouri town, armed with a black belt in karate, and get this, and a PhD in psychology. Philosophy. So this bouncer has a black belt and also has a PhD.
Is he Batman?
Patrick Swayze sets out to tame the double deuce for its owner.
Yeah.
I'm going to philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's gonna be great.
Yeah. Monster trucks. I'm watching the trailer for the old one.
Yeah.
Because it's the IMD. It just popped up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. So. No, I haven't seen that. I've heard bad things. Well, I've heard bad things from Jessica, who says she's heard bad things about Argyle.
Oh, that's disappointing.
But some people have loved it, but I think, like, reviews or whatever are just like, nah. It's also 2 hours and some odd minutes long.
I mean, it's decent. That's okay for, like, at home or something, but that's not okay for a movie theater.
Dude. Well, I'm so spoiled at home. You pause it, you go walk around.
Yeah, you can, like, go do something, come back. Like,
because nowadays, I mean, like, TV shows are technically mini movies because they're an hour or something long now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, the days of 30 minute sitcoms are done, and they weren't even 30 minutes; they were like 26 minutes because of commercials.
22.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now. There is no commercials anymore, and it's a straight hour or 45-minute long endeavor. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. On to more pop culture-y.
What's that?
Who are you taking in the Super Bowl?
Taylor Swift. I think she'll win.
I mean, there's a lot of people that think that's going to happen anyway.
You think the Chiefs are going to win so they can have... I've heard all the conspiracy...
Yeah, they're so dumb. But, I mean, that hasn't stopped me from telling all the Kansas City fans that I know, which are like 4,
mm-hmm.
Man, how does it feel to know when you win the Super Bowl, it's going to be because of Taylor Swift? And they're like, ugh. Like, I chased, we used to play Frisbee with him. You may have to bleep this one. Bleepity bleep bleep ba bleep.
Why don't you say his whole name?
Why not? Because you wouldn't have known it if I had. Because I got so many bleep.
Man. Oh, did we?
Yeah.
But he was the muscle head, wasn't he?
No.
Which one was the muscle?
That was bleep.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Yeah. But he was the one with the... He had kids. The kids. Okay.
Yeah. But, like...
Yeah, Yeah, I like bleep.
Yeah, I chased him down.
Oh, to tell him?
To tell him that. He's like,
I didn't realize he still lived around here, honestly.
So he worked for, he was in the same group that I was in when I moved over into.
Okay.
And then he worked under somebody else. Then she left. He got promoted to a position that I'm in, but for a different team in the same group, Blackhawk group.
Gotcha.
And then he quit and went government contractor, and now is a full government employee and is our customer.
Gotcha.
So he brings us work, basically. Yeah.
Super Bowl.
Taylor's fighting Swifts. Oh, gonna win.
Because they're like the thing that nobody really realizes is they're like, it's always pointed on her, blah, blah, blah. And somebody broke it down, and it's like, out of the hour and a half long thing, she was only on screen for 22 seconds or something like that. Each time it was like 22, 15, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
But the thing that nobody's really called them out on is like every time anybody at basketball games.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they do it. You know what I mean? Do it for basketball games. And it's like, but I mean, how many crowd shots do they do in a football game?
Yeah. Of just crowd.
Yeah.
Just like that random, like.
Like, did you? Yeah, like the random kids are like doing weird, crazy stuff.
Is it Jack Nicholson?
The Lakers, probably?
Yeah, crazy guy. He was the Joker one year.
Yeah.
Was it Jack
Nicholson? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Leonardo DiCaprio and all them, like,
yeah,
every time they're
Spike
at the
Lee
game
in LA. Yeah,
they always point to them for about the same amount of time, but nobody's going like, Lakers gonna win because Jack Nicholson was in the crowd or whatever.
Yeah, no, we had like a whole list of like 20 questions that were like betting, not really betting questions, but it's just like, what do you think's gonna happen? And it's like, what's the over under of the camera going to Taylor Swift? Are you saying it's gonna be over 6.5 times a game or under 6.5 times a game? And I was like, it's over 6.5 times.
Did you? Okay, because talking about the whole football dumbass thing, there was that conspiracy about the quote unquote paid actor who was a fan. Like they always, we're gonna play this video right here.
A lot of talk going around, David.
Oh.
Yeah. Night football game cheering Cowboys. The Chargers was not an actual fan, but a paid actress. She's going crazy. Yeah. The Chargers tied it up 17-17.
Like,
did the Spanos family actually pay someone this, anything? Yeah.
This was like the biggest
but she's
thing
going
of
crazy.
Like.
Crazy. She's cheering anyway. She must have been a new fan because most season fans know to wait till the end.
So yeah, there was.
I know that guy. That's Joe Bowie or whatever.
I have no clue. It was the first
M B O Y.
I don't know.
B-O-I.
It just says crackpot shorts, but it says paid actor, real fan, Monday Night Football, hashtag. I don't know who it was the first video that popped up. So that was another one of those conspiracies of like, is this woman a paid actress? Because they've shown her like at other events as well, I guess, or something. I don't know. But yeah, there was that whole other debacle.
It's a
Supervan goes viral, and then everybody's thinking like, "Oh,
she's fake.
She's a fake. She's a hired actress." Yeah. Which, once again, who cares?
Right.
I mean, just who cares? It's not like she won them the game or something. Or
yeah.
So that was the other conspiracy.
Oh, there's a ton of them.
There's a ton of them for everything nowadays.
Yeah. But
I don't know. But I don't care. I don't even know if we'll watch it.
I probably won't.
I don't like the fact that they show the commercials now early. Like, they have the commercials for the football, but you can find, like, the Paramount Plus one. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah. It has all the TV shows, like Hey Arnold.
Is it the one where Patrick Stewart's telling them to,
Patrick
like,
Stewart's
F throw, off or whatever?
No, throw the football kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he, like, goes old school football player and ties the rope to Hey Arnold and then throws him and then he splats on the mountain wall. Can't remember what the mountain was representing. But they were trying to get over
probably
to
probably the Paramount Mountain.
That could
climbing the Paramount Mountain. Yeah. Probably what they're doing. But yeah.
No. He's like, have you seen the Super Bowl commercial? Well, it's not a Super Bowl commercial if they're airing it before the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another one. It's like, what's going to be the most surprising Super Bowl commercial appearance? And I wrote that shocking one. It's Now I'll Be Right, always. Because it was a fill in the blank. So it was supposed to say who was going to be the most surprising Super Bowl commercial appearance. And I went, that shocking one. Because I'm a smart ass. And then Danny wrote, Jeff Epstein. I went, you're a dick. Which then caused a whole lot of more questions. I go, you call him Jeff?
You on a Jeff name basis with this guy?
Yeah, Jeff? All right. I know I said it in the last one, and I'm gonna, just so that everybody knows, my outlook for 2024 has not changed. It's still a kick in the teeth. Anyway. I know I sound slightly happier than last week, but
has your office done anything more about the everybody has to come back into the office now?
Oh, man, bullshit. It's getting better. I've had to tell my team, do not write on the boards. We have like boards in the stairwell or whatever. I'm like, don't do it.
Because you were going to write working from home more, or somebody else
wrote that. Somebody wrote that. And then they spawned a whole thing. Well, now, so that was between the second floor and first floor.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody put on like LinkedIn how the company was great, family, blah, 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 all that happy stuff that people say about companies. Somebody wrote, don't be putting lies on LinkedIn when you're taking away our telework, or leave that BS out. It was like, oh. Which then, you know, spawned the whole putting cameras in the hall, in the stairwells. And I'm just like, oh my God.
That's
guys.
Just stupid.
It's like, you got to stop, man. Just be.
Because at that point, now somebody's going to, like, dress as a ninja.
Yeah.
And then
they're going to think it's me because I dress up in things. And it's like, it's not me. I don't care. It's like,
I do think it's stupid, though.
It's dumb. It's micromanaging. But I'm just like, I get it. There are people who are abusing the system.
And those are the people that you need to have a conversation with.
Yeah, and you can't fix it unless, and it's the stupid military thing, which is funny because he wasn't in, of punishing everybody to try and justify why you're eventually going to let go of those people who are abusing the system, but you have to do all of these steps to legally get rid of them, even though it's an at-will state. But because everybody's afraid to get sued, it's like...
So the stupid thing about the whole at-will state is the fact that they still have to provide a
valid justification for firing.
And that's what they report to the government, et cetera, et cetera. It's not like they can get rid of you for anything, which, yes, they can, but they still have to give a valid excuse as to why they let you go.
They're not going to fire me just because.
Yeah.
There's going to have to be things that lead up to that.
And then even then, you can request that information from them, and they have to provide it to you. And then that's when you can go legally, this isn't right.
So I get it. They're trying to protect themselves from an eventual lawsuit. It just sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's what it is. But
it is.
I'm going to do what I'm told and try to do the best I can and, breathe and be.
Yeah.
Or as I've been saying lately, as I stole from Apex, good luck, have fun, and don't die.
Yeah. Is that all you've been playing, Lacey?
I ain't played shit.
Really?
I haven't played anything since the last time we talked. Because Apex is the event ended, so it's between the Final Fantasy VII event ended, so it's between seasons right now. And I don't have any reason to play because I've maxed the season. Mm-hmm. I've gotten the new Mythic Caustic skin that I won't ever use. which is disappointing because I wasted some...
Oh, the money?
Not really money, but time. So I put time in, and I got these things called heirloom shards, and you only get 150, and you can use them to buy heirlooms. And most of the time, if you can get them if you pay into an event, and I don't really pay into events.
No.
It's like $150, basically, and you'll get enough shards to get the heirloom for that character who was featured in the event.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have like a one in like every 500 Apex packs that you get just playing the game.
Mm-hmm.
To get heirloom shards, which I got it and bought the caustic hammer, and then with the shards,
yeah.
And then I saved up like 300 Apex packs when they started earning them again.
Damn,
son. And then just and then got another 150, and I just had it just sitting there for probably almost a year, maybe 2 years, and. I saw Danny playing as caustic because I was running through challenges to get get the season maxed out, and he was wearing the epic skin, and then did a finisher that I had never seen before.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh my god, that's so awesome!" And
must
he's
have.
Like, "He's like what?" I was like, "That finishing move was so awesome." And I was like, because I'm a caustic main, I went and did it, and then. You get a skin, and then you get so much damage. I think it's like 100,000 damage or something. Playing as that character, you unlock the higher tier of the skin as well as that finisher.
Mm-hmm.
That I come to find out you can only do when wearing that skin, and that's never going to happen because I have the skin that I'm going to wear. It's all orange. Why would I not wear that skin? I'm like,
that sucks.
I'm like, man. So I'm like, damn, I wasted those shards.
That does suck.
But it's all right. I mean, I got like 67 packs right now, so we'll see. I'm saving them up again. And just but there's a season 20 starts next week. I'll play that. 20. Yeah, this game's been out for almost 5 years now.
The whole seasons thing. I don't know how I like about that.
Yeah. I mean, they it doesn't look like they're pushing a legend this season.
Oh, like a person?
Yeah.
Like a Darth Vader type thing or something like
no,
that?
No, so every season-ish, they have put out a new playable character.
Gotcha.
So, like, they started out with, like, 8, and now they're up to, like, 20-something.
Okay.
So it's pretty good. Like I said, Caustic was playable at launch, but you had to unlock him by playing the game.
Yeah.
There were two of them that were that way. And I actually think I unlocked Mirage first, and I was like... No, oh, because he was fun. He was goofy, and I was like, "Oh yeah," because it sends out like and it was kind of Halo-like, where you could send out a fake you type thing.
Oh,
I was
cool.
Like, I already know how to play like that.
Yeah,
because of Halo, and so I unlocked him, and I was like, "All right, cool, let's go," and then at some point just turned into a caustic main. It's like 25% of my kills are with his gas that does like. 5 damage every 2 seconds or something. Anyway, that's good. You know,
I was looking at my emails, and did you notice that there is the Skull and Bones thing in beta?
Heard
about this game?
I have kind of heard about this game.
It is the, like, a Black Flag, nothing but naval battles type thing. That is where it spawned from, was Assassin's Creed Black Flag, because everybody liked the battling system and the mechanics of all that. So they started pretty much almost after that game, developing this, just nobody really heard about it, and then it fell through the cracks. It got put on the shelf because of the companies being bought out, and I don't know, remember what all it was, or the people in the thing got whatever. So now it's back up, and it's in beta right now. Hmm. Play now, February 8th through the 11th.
Huh.
And it is on all
Steam,
platforms.
Xbox.
All platforms. Uh-huh. PS5, Xbox Series, and PC. So technically, right now, you could get the beta.
It's super awesome.
See, I assume there is a multiplayer function, but yeah. I don't know if it's all multiplayer function. Like, what's the one game right now? Is it Black Flag or? Where you're first person, but you're doing your own ship and.
Sea of Thieves.
Yep. I don't know if it's multiplayer like Sea of Thieves multiplayer, or if you can do if there is a single player game involved.
Yeah.
Or if it's literally all like just Sea of Thieves and.
It's just a.
Open world.
Not as.
You do.
Color skinned or whatever. Yeah. Yeah, cartoony skin.
Like the Sea of Thieves. Yeah, it looks like Black Flag. Mm. But I don't know if like you and I could be on a crew and, you know, have a crew of people but also have NPCs, because you're going to have NPCs.
Yeah.
To manage all of the ship's mechanics, I guess. Mm-hmm. But then I don't know if, unless it's like it's multiplayer but you have your own boat, I have my own boat. And that's how you do it, like you do Sea of Thieves.
So we have a fleet.
Not Sea of Thieves, but...
So you have a fleet.
You could, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I know nothing about the gameplay at all, because every single video that I've seen, it just...
The trailer, it doesn't passing really, that yawn back and forth.
Do what?
We're passing that yawn back and forth. I think I saw like a trailer, and it didn't show a lot.
It didn't really show a lot. It just said it was in beta, and it might be open world. But I... Assume there's.
If I got time this weekend, I might dabble.
I might look at it. I might download it on the Xbox.
I got work tomorrow.
Do I have?
Yeah, I actually have to go into work tomorrow for a little bit.
It's not your swappy day.
No.
Oh, fuck.
You got work?
I got CPR training.
Ah.
But it's at like 10 o'clock. It says 10 to 1. Hopefully it only takes 30 minutes. Oh, no. I've got to do that tonight. Crap. I got to do the online version first. I think they're teaching the math version.
29,
I think they're doing the math version,
which
I think is dumb.
David, have I ever told you the story when I was at... CPR training,
mm-hmm.
trainer training, to where I could become a trainer in the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
There were like 7 people, and there was this old-ish Air Force lady pilot that she's like, oh, you got a good demeanor. Have you ever thought about being a doctor? And I was pretty sure, and so was my buddy. We were pretty sure that she was trying to, like, come get a piece of candy, kid. And, like, cougar snatched me or something. Mm-hmm. I was like, nope. Gotta run. See ya. Not doing this game. So anytime, like, they're, like, CPR training, it's just weird little Italian lady trying to pull me into a room. I'm like... Help! Gray! Help! Help! Help!
So, Twitch is showing like some of these. I mean, so it might be your own ship with a crew.
Yeah. And I'm assuming that you have to like eventually get out and explore.
Yeah. Once again, it's the beta, so who knows what is and isn't available. They've got the reason why I clicked on it is because I got the email, as I was showing you, where apparently this, they have a drop for you can get a snow leopard for your ship if you watch an hour of somebody's stream.
They did something like that with Hogwarts.
Yeah. Magazine. But Hogwarts, and they do it with Hunt, the game Hunt, mm-hmm. which you need to get. It's really fun. Yeah, it's teams of at least two, and there's like two or three teams, and you're going...
Oh, he's shooting at them.
You're going to, like, you're trying to find these mystical creatures, mm-hmm. and you're taking their essence, and then you're trying to get out. And it's PvE and PvP, because everybody is trying to get the hints to find the bad guy and kill the bad guy, grab the essence, and get out before another team finds you and kills you and takes it. And, you know, you could poach. You could be watching and waiting until they mostly killed the evil guy and then go in and kill them and take the evil essence or whatever. Okay. It's fun.
Yep.
But it's also permadeath, too. Mm. So you have a character. Like, you can buy characters. I don't know if they'll ever, like, redo. But up until level 9, I guess, or 10, you don't have permadeath. But after 10 or 11, if you die, you've lost that character. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's why I don't play it that much, because I'm like, I don't like these permadeath games where I'm working on a character, and then if somebody kills me after that and takes your shit, like, if you bought, like, an awesome gun or something, mm-hmm. and they kill you...
They get the gun.
They can rob your corpse and take your shit, mm-hmm. and then they have it. I don't know if they have it, because even though you've bought it with your in-game currency and or real, I guess, you can... like, you have it, you just have to spend, like, the points you earned. Like, you've bought it from whatever currency.
Okay. Yep.
And then it's in your inventory, like, you can like, it's almost
so
like
you can reacquire.
Yeah, you can reacquire it for, like, oh, I've got to go do many...
these things. In the
to
game.
Get
points to the...
Points to re-unlock it and to give it to my character.
Yeah, okay.
So, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing here. Hmm. But, yeah, so I'm going to leave this being played so I can get my Snow Leopard. But I think it's only for PC, though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. No, we, we're doing a fun little game at work now.
Mm.
So, Danny is a song music guy, so, like, if he hears a song, he knows the name of the song and the band. And okay. So 99.1 has the...
they have a contest thingy?
That contest thing where they play like the first three
name
seconds.
Name that tune or some
yeah,
crap.
Yeah, it's not that, but it's like the first 3 seconds of a song.
Mm.
And then you win like Krispy Kreme donuts.
If. Okay.
Yeah. Ooh. But we're playing a game here where Danny knows the song. We call in. He tells us. He'll basically tell us. And then we call in. And
he tells, yeah, and like the nine of y'all or whoever,
yeah,
to try
so
to get
right
in.
Now we have three.
Three things of donuts.
Two this week. We got two this week. I got Tuesday. We could have gotten Wednesday. I knew the song before he did. It was Mr. Brightside.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got today's. Did not have a person who could talk. Who could answer? Because both me and Danny can't do it for 60 days.
Oh, okay. I was curious as how they, but is it because the number or is it like do they have the caller ID going?
You sign something and just say so. We technically he did do he.
So
he,
you go up to the radio station to
pick it up. Yeah, and so he. We were going to have one of our other coworkers do it who's, like, shy and he doesn't want to talk on the radio. So he just walked off, and I was like, I jumped up, I was like, Sarah, come on, since you were almost yesterday. She was gone. And then we were like, it's phone ringing. Roy! And he's like,
couldn't you do it and just have somebody else go pick it up?
We wouldn't have a phone number or a name. So you have to have a name and a phone number
to
when you sign up. Or when you sign it, because they write it down, they write your name and phone number and where you live, and you have to answer those questions when you get there. Gotcha. Most people only get your name on the radio. Everything else is behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And so, like, Roy walks up. He's like, hey, we're trying to get donuts. He's like, okay. And we tell him the name of the song and the band. And I'm pretty sure they could hear us laughing in the background because we had it on a speaker. But it gets to the point where they're like, oh, what's the radio station? Who gives you the thing? He's like,
And we're like, we have the phone number written down on my board, and it says 99.1, and we point. And he's like, 99.1.
Yeah, because he doesn't know who you called.
So, like I said, it was just a whole thing of, because, like I said, it was ringing when he stepped up. So what ended up happening is we heard it. Somebody got it wrong. And it was Boys of Summer.
Gotcha.
And
is it like a certain caller number 10, or is it just the first one that comes?
It's just the first one they get that gets it right. The right one. Yeah. So, and then he, yeah, we went and got my donuts. His ticket wasn't ready today, so we have to be careful because it gets sketchy, you know. So I think what we're gonna do is one day we're gonna take a picture of all the tickets and then all the donuts. Mm-hmm. And then give it to 99.1, and then expect to never be allowed to play again.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. So that's something awesome. We're doing. So we've got like Danny's gonna try and get his wife to do it tomorrow, and then
how's he gonna communicate with her? Like just texting her? Or something?
Well, she'll be there. He's not working tomorrow.
Oh, you're saying at the house?
Yeah, so he'll be at the house.
Okay. And then, we'll wouldn't they know the last name?
Is
a repeat.
Normally, yeah. Well, it's a common-ish last name.
Bleep. Okay.
You have to beep that.
Yeah. 51.
They misspelled mine.
Oh, they did.
Even though I spelled it.
Oh, so you could do it again.
But well, there's something else that he wants me to do. He's like, do a leprechaun voice, and I'm like. No.
That might be a little racist.
You know, maybe I'll close around St. Patrick's Day, but that is definitely not something that I could probably get away with for very long.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
So
Yeah.
Your two clocks here are killing me, man, behind me, behind you.
Mm-hmm. Because the one on the stove is wrong.
Yeah.
And it can't be set right. Because it's either too fast or too slow. Like, I think it slows itself down. Like, if you set it to the right time, it just doesn't keep.
So, my alarm clock has the opposite problem. It goes too fast.
It keeps adding time.
Yeah, so it'll be like, it'll start off 5 minutes early because I have all of my clocks that I can set 5 minutes early. And then by, like, 3 months, it's 15.
Jeez.
And I'm like, all right.
How did that happen?
It just happens. So, right now, it's sitting at 10 minutes early.
So you're a month away.
Yeah. I'll probably fix it this weekend, but
that would be very annoying.
Nah.
Very annoying.
Nah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, man. Got anything else?
Nah, I'm good.
All right. Whoop, whoop. Well, like we said, you can always reach us at gungoheroes@gmail.com. That's about it.
Probably on X, Instagram.
We have the handles. We don't post anything.
The Book of Face, maybe? I don't know.
Think so. I think, as I said, I think we've got all the... Well, Blue Sky is about to come out, I think. But right now it's on password, or it's on invite only. Okay. Blue Skies is another, like, Twitter clone type thing.
Cool. I don't have any social media, and it's great.
Social. Like, it won't even let you, like... Look at it. Twitter, I think you can. I need to. It says, it's just saying create an account or whatever, but I need. Oh, yeah, I guess they've got rid of the invite thing. So now I can actually hook up on that and see what it looks like. But anyway, gungoheroes@gmail.com. Shoot us an email if you want us to talk about some other topics, or if you don't, I don't know. I don't know what people do when they write into a podcast for anything like that.
Right. It could be exciting. Viewers say, you suck. Go home. And be like, haha, we are at home.
Yeah. So, all right. Talk to y'all later.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Have fun.